This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
As a part of First Night Virginia at the rec center downtown, there was standing room only for a performance of Minds in Motion, and it's a program by the Richmond Ballet, and we welcome to the program Brett Bonda, who's the executive director of Minds in Motion. Good afternoon, Brett.
Good afternoon, Coy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for taking some time to be on the program. I know you're very busy. Happy 2007 to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I wanted to chat with you because my wife Allison and I took our two kids to see this Minds in Motion performance. We had no idea what to expect. All we knew is that there were some kids dancing, and we have 2 5-year-olds, so we thought, well, that would be sort of cool. They could see other kids having fun, and I have to tell you, though, I was blown away. I was really blown away, and it was not just impressive, like, wow, these kids are not just moving, they're really dancing.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just impressive in that, but it was actually quite moving. The stories that they were telling, it was Goosebump City, just watching all of these 4-year-olds from our community do this performance. It was magnificent. Tell us, what is Minds in Motion? What's the history of it? And tell us a little bit about yourself as well.
Well, sure. And, you know, that's one of the things I always say when people ask me about Minds in Motion. As much as I'm going to try to explain it right now, it's always best to experience it like you did, because it's much more than just a dance program. But to try to give you the basic information, let's put it that way, on Minds in Motion, this is actually the 12th year of the Minds in Motion program here in Richmond. And it is a program that is part of the Richmond Ballet organization. It is our main outreach program, and the background on why we started the program around 13 years ago, it was the 10-year anniversary of the professional company, the Richmond Ballet Professional Company, and Stoner Winsett, our artistic director, felt like over those 10 years we've taken a lot from the community, and she wanted to give something back to the community, not in the sense of a new production and such like that. She wanted to give something that would affect kids on a long-term basis. So she looked around at different programs that were educational outreach programs, and we decided to model our program after the National Dance Institute program out of New York City, which Jacques d'Amboise had founded. This is, I think, their 30th anniversary. He was a former principal dancer with New York City Ballet, and they went into the school systems in New York and started working with the kids, and we said, we'll model our program after that. So we started with a pilot program here 12 and a half years ago, something like that. And now we have grown here in Richmond to 20 elementary schools have the Minds in Motion program on a regular basis, meaning it is required that all fourth grade students at these 20 elementary schools have to participate in a weekly Minds in Motion class. And what is a Minds in Motion class? Well, if there are four, say, fourth grade classes at a particular school, there will be 4 45-minute classes where we take pedestrian, everyday movements and turn it into dance steps, choreographic movements, rhythmical patterns, and such like that. But it is not a, even though we are Richmond Ballet, it is not a ballet program. It is a very kid-friendly, user-friendly program that we teach the kids dance, but in such a non-threatening way and in a fun way that sometimes they don't even realize that's what they're learning. And what I think is great about the program is it's an inclusive program that when we go into the schools, it is required. When we go in, we say, if you want to have Minds in Motion, all fourth graders must participate in the program. And so in Richmond, we have approximately 1,400 fourth graders every week that receive this program. And besides myself or one of my artistic staff members that go in, we take live piano accompaniment. So there's a music component to it as well, because it's a very spontaneous type of a program. So we take both an artistic dance teacher and a musician with us, and we work all year long, and it culminates in a performance here in Richmond where we bring all the kids together. But this year, for the first time, we did a semester-long program up in the Charlottesville area, working with Venable Elementary and Burley Moran Elementary and all the fourth graders at those particular schools, and it has been such a positive experience for us, and it culminated with that performance on First Night. And I know I'm talking a lot, and you probably have questions that are pertaining to it, so I'll let you go next.
And if anybody has questions out there and you're listening, and you perhaps saw this performance that we're talking about, at First Night Virginia and you'd like to share your two cents, please give us a call at 977-1070. Brett, if I hear you right, this has really been a Richmond area thing for over a decade. Number one, what's been the response in the Richmond schools to this program? And tell us, perhaps, do you have, there's been enough time now where, you know, 13 years ago, some of these fourth graders have grown up. Have any of them gone on to have careers in music or dance or, you know, I would even count athletics among that because this really, you take a 10-year-old and get them to start moving like this. It's certainly a lot of those end up pursuing athletics.
Well, it's true, and the response in Richmond has been phenomenal. I mean, we started that first year with one school and three fourth-grade classes, and we have been very deliberate on how we have expanded the program just because we wanted to make sure that the quality was held of the program. And so, we've always had more requests to add schools than we've been able to accommodate, although we've been trying to slowly grow as the years have been progressing, and it's been really great. And I hear all the time from some of the schools have been involved. You know, this is our 12th year of Minds in Motion here in Richmond. Some of the schools have been involved for 12, 11, 10 years, and I always hear that, you know, the teachers and the principals at the schools would be very upset and the parents if the program left their school. It is part of the fabric of the school, and we hear it all the time that when parents come in and enroll their even kindergartners and first graders, they're like, are we going to have Minds in Motion in fourth grade? And, you know, for the most part, we can say yes, because we really want to continue, because even though it's at the same school, each year it's for new fourth grade students. So we're always reaching new dancers every year, and we find that that really, really helps when it's at a school for a length of time, because the teachers understand what to expect from the program. And with your question about some of our alumni, we actually had a 10-year anniversary performance, obviously, a couple years ago, and one of the students, we asked a lot of the alumni of our Excelling program, our Team XL and Team Double XL back, and one of them was a sophomore at, I don't know, Randolph-Macon or something like that. He's one of these star soccer players, and he actually credits some of his Minds in Motion to that, because he was danced with us for 2 or 3 years, and he said, you know, it made him jump higher. In fact, his mom's even told us that, you know, when he does some of the things on the field, they wonder, you know, he looks very graceful is what they said, and so it has helped. And actually, we've had our first company dancer at the Richmond Ballet that was a School of Richmond Ballet student as well as a Minds in Motion student that has progressed up through our whole organization as into the professional company. We have trainees here at the ballet. We have ballet and dance majors throughout the country that started strictly through the Minds in Motion program that are now seriously considering a career in dance.
Brett Bonda is our guest. He's the executive director of Minds in Motion. It's Richmond Ballet's outreach program. And if I hear you right, this is a Richmond thing, but just this, in the past few months, we've had a pilot program in some of the Charlottesville schools. And are there talks now to perhaps bring this program to the Charlottesville area?
Well, yeah, and it's funny you said that, because we had a meeting, an internal meeting today, to talk about sort of like a wrap-up from our show at First Night, and we are just in the process of scheduling meetings with both Venable and Burnley Moran to discuss how we can start a full-year program next year, hopefully at those two schools. One of the things that we don't want to be there if we're not wanted there. Let's put it that way. We think it's, you know, Charlottesville is sort of a no-brainer, that you are close enough that we can either send up a teacher once a week to work with the students at those schools, or find a teacher in the Charlottesville area that we can train to teach Minds in Motion and to expand to that area. It's such an artsy city, of course, and town, that we would like to add it, but at the same point, we want to make sure that we're wanted up there. And I truly believe that the two schools really valued the program for this introductory semester, and one of the things we want to do at this meeting coming up in the next couple weeks is to speak with the principals and the school system about how we can maybe start a full year program beginning next October, at possibly just, you know, starting at the two schools, but we want to make sure that we have support from the community. So I know I mentioned it at the First Night Virginia. Anyone that's interested in finding out more about it, or any ways that they think they can support it, please let me know, and I'd be glad to follow through with that.
Brett, what's the process like when these kids go into these classes? It's different than PE. You can't really say this is like a PE class.
No, it's not PE. It's a very, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, it's a dance program. It's going to be creative movement. They're going to be trees. They're going to be this. It's not. There's a very basic curriculum that of steps. You know, maybe the first class is just getting the dancers to stand still or make an entrance to a performance space and don't wiggle around. You know, we're very direct with the way we teach. We want them to do it the way that we want them to do it, but we try to introduce those ways in fun, challenging ways, games, you know, boys versus girls or one side versus the other side. We give names to different steps, and we do things repetitively, but we try to change it up so the dancers don't realize that they are working on a step for such a long time because we vary it so differently. And it's a challenge. Like I actually taught today. I teach on Fridays here at one of my Minds in Motion schools, and the kids by the end of the class were really tired. They were sweating. They were hot because they worked really hard. It is a lot of physical activity. There's a lot of PE, SOLs that are related to it. We try to do that, but it is a dance program, and we also do integrate the academic curriculum through the program. The show that you saw, we integrated the different cultures, myths, and legends from or stories, myths, and legends from different cultures with each of the dances that we presented, and we try to tie it in with different SOLs. And for instance, in Richmond here this year, our end of the year show is all about Jamestown, of course, the 400th anniversary. And so we work with collaborative partners here in Richmond, the Virginia Historical Society, as well as the Jamestown Yorktown Foundation, to integrate the academic curriculum to help enhance the education of the students.
Well, there's a lot of taxpayers out there who look at our schools and say, I wish I could find something in those schools that just works. And it's the kind of thing where you can point at it and say, now these kids are really benefiting from that kind of program. And this is one. Minds in Motion, Richmond Ballet. Brett Bonda, thank you so much for all your work and for the time you took. And let's perhaps talk, if you have an update with us, we'd love to see this program here in our community.
I'd love to do that. Thanks so much for the opportunity, and I hope to talk with you soon.
Absolutely. Take care.
Thank you now.
Brett Bonda, the Executive Director of Minds in Motion, Richmond Ballet's outreach program to area schools.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.